The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Okay, for the Gardener's Bench. And I'll get ready whenever I please. Thank you very much.
We're here every Saturday morning at 8:30 to 9, WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com.
So you can pick out
you lose. Boom.
Well, we're full of ourselves this morning, aren't we?
Yeah. Feeling frisky.
He didn't tell me to put my headset on.
I forgot. You don't like being told what to do.
He does not.
That's not my problem. That's Rhonda's.
She tried to tell me what to do, too, and it don't work.
30 minutes a week. I just have to do it. That's enough. That's right. I'm exhausted after that.
They go for rain all week every single day, and we got a tiny bit yesterday.
I know, man. It's frustrating. It seems like it's everywhere and it's nowhere.
Yeah. I was watching, I won't say which one, but one of the news channels yesterday morning, and he said, it'll be here 3 to 4 o'clock and 60% chance. Well, I forgot that's 40% chance. So
yeah,
it won't.
That's 100% wherever it's going to rain, but it just ain't raining a lot of places.
I never did see it. She told me later we had a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Had a little bit. It wet the road, and then it was dry about 30 minutes later.
But yeah.
Well, it's 60% today and 70% tomorrow.
I got two weather apps, and you do the future, and it shows the clouds coming through there, and then as closer you get to it, do it again, it kind of disappears. So.
Is that a cooling tower? I've been talking about for
nuclear power plant out there taking all our water. Now the data center is going to take it all. Rest of
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah, now down
way off the data center.
Downtown, a storm blew up. I heard the wind coming outside my window. Mm-hmm. It was whipping, and we got about 8 minutes of good hard rain.
Boom, and that was it.
And then by the time I walked outside, about an hour later, it was all dried up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Charlotte got hit pretty hard. They were showing trees down that had landed on people's homes and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
We get that kind of stuff this time of year. But we've been through about 2 weeks of pretty hot weather, and it looks like we're going to get a little break going into this weekend, and cooler temperatures and lower 80s even. So
they love saying 72 at night and 99 in the morning.
That's my kind of weather.
And 99.
You like it hot?
No, I like it cold.
Yeah, I do too. I want to wear my long sleeve T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
I keep putting them on, and I take it off again because it ain't time.
Yeah, I had to shift some over in the drawer this morning to get a short sleeve shirt.
So. Yeah.
Give me cooler temps any day.
Well, it's July, so.
Stay there.
Around July 4th, it's typically pretty hot around the country. Last year, we had a mild July 4th, but hopefully, the way I look at it, it's hot today, tomorrow. That's just another day. You can check off closer to get to heading toward fall. So.
Yeah. Did y'all folks have a good 4th?
Yes, we did. I had
majorly
a little
good. Had some good barbecue.
We had a little gathering at my house on the 3rd, and I guess me and Teresa overdid it because we didn't do anything on the 4th. We just sat there and watched Night Agent and several other Netflix things.
Yeah.
And we heard the fireworks outside, and we're so used to it, I guess, growing up here. It never keeps me and her awake. We just kind of go to sleep and listen to it. It is what it is.
When we lived in town, we got out in the driveway and watch it, and there's some music on all the time.
I bet if you're not from around here and you come down here, it probably just blows you away. But if you ever pump gas in South Carolina, you know that you can get gas, alcohol, cigarettes, and fireworks all in one store. So
one stop shopping.
Shouldn't be a shock.
Yeah.
One stop shopping.
Woo!
All right, Ric Flair.
But you can't buy liquor.
You're right about that. You can buy a fireball maybe or something like that.
Yeah. It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
yeah, there are grocery stores in
Chicago. The, you can buy
yeah,
the
north.
Grocery
you can buy, yeah, that. Well, look, you can't buy fireworks there.
Yeah,
yeah, take that, Chicago.
take your pick.
And we always laugh. Me and our friend David Snuffy Bailey. We go to a lot of these fundraisers and auctions, and it seems like the silent auctions. It's always a basket of liquor or bottles,
yeah,
right next to the fireworks.
That's not a good combination. No,
it's a trend, and it's uncanny, and they're always right beside each other for people to bid on. And I'm like, this is
targeting the same type person.
I guess so. Maybe it's smart marketing, but yeah. It seems like somebody's going to lose a digit.
Mentally, I don't see that as a good combination.
You say that, though, but how many people do you know have lost a digit fireworks?
Well, that's what I was going to say last week when the show was ending. I'd seen something about that. It said people are waking up today with 10 fingers, and tomorrow some people won't. And that's what it was all about, the July 4th thing. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any of those people, though.
No, I also don't know anybody that shot their eye out with a BB gun.
No. I do know a person that blew the tip of their finger off.
I do know people that have done that, but not recently. They're my age older now.
Well, I'm glad people your age aren't BB guns.
It was my grandfather. When I was born, December 24th, 66... So December 31st, 66, my grandfather and my dad were out in the driveway shooting fireworks, and my grandfather shot the tip of his finger off, and my dad had blood all over him, and they went to had to go to the hospital, and they did put his tip of his finger back on. So it must be where I got my love for fireworks from. So
it'd be okay. We'll be right back to the garden bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Play
our songs again. When I got garden parties all day long.
That sounds like our show right there. It said talk with old friends and share old memories, and that's kind of what we do. Except for the weather. They left the weather out. Teresa likes to call this show Two Old Men Talking About the Weather.
I thought she called us Two Old Farmers.
Well, then Alan or Manny said Two Rednecks.
Alan said that. Two rednecks.
Yeah.
Shoot the breeze. Anyway.
At least it's not three.
Yeah.
They excluded me.
I don't know why
Rhonda.
They excluded you.
Until they cheered.
Rhonda is from York.
I'm just a sidekick.
So this week we had on our schedule, we planned to talk about planning.
That is right, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily talking about planning stuff today, but in the future we got fall coming up and everything. So even though, Steve, it is a 365-day year planning.
I didn't say degrees, it was, but we did.
Yeah, 100 degrees is probably not a great time to do it. But there's more to planting than just digging a hole and putting the plant in the hole.
So as long as you keep them wet, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, Steve, give us a Rolling Hills rundown on if you took a shrub out there to somebody's house, what would you do?
Well, planting, it depends on what individual shrub or bed.
Uh-huh.
But bed preparation is everything.
Yeah.
You said that before, too.
Yeah, just now, like sod, yeah, exactly.
Exactly like sod. Mm-hmm. He's got a bed
what's underneath too. That matters, yeah.
And this stuff, I covered it up to get rid of the weeds. The weeds will be back 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. And talk about weed killers, kind of bad news right now, but they still work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the best thing to do right now is spray the area, and don't do just quick stuff. Use something that takes a week or so to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
And knock it out and don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, I went out to a new little yard. I'm sodding the front yard for this lady, and I did it the other day when it was like 95. She sent me a picture like 3 or 4 days later. That yard was gone.
Well, it would be.
It's the best time to do it.
7 days is normally what Roundup some of those do. But, you know, if you follow the directions, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. You have to remember like the temperature always accelerates chemicals, so it can, yeah.
We would put a long time ago, we used the potato dirt.
Mm-hmm.
With the sandy language dredge out of creeks and stuff. Then you could eat any more of it. They got give them permits.
But use some kind of organic stuff's good to put in there.
But we use a mix we get made for us that we call Sullivan, the Minnesota. And it had bark and peat moss and all that stuff in it. I don't think many people use peat moss anymore, but
I used to get a lot of questions about it, but it kind of has. We've never really carried it over there, but people have used it over the years.
We sold it by the truckload,
yeah,
and it always came on a rainy day. And the things would be frozen because it came.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, you use regular, not field dirt, but I'm trying to think of it. Anyway, and you can get rocks and everything against it. It's not screened, but most people don't screen it.
Yeah.
Topsoil.
Yeah, topsoil, yeah.
And a lot of topsoil's worse than the fields are under.
Ours is screened. Ours looks pretty good. We get ours from Rogers Grading, and they're doing a lot of grading around here. So ours is what people get confused about topsoil is it's not this black, rich dirt. Topsoil is from the earth of the area where you live. So a lot of people are
you need to ship black stuff.
It's a clay. It's a clay based. Yeah,
30 feet.
Yeah, well, that costs a little bit of money.
It started feet deep there.
So topsoil is clay based, but you know we sell a compost mix that you can mix with it and all, which is what I did with my garden this year. It's done really good.
Well, we had I can't remember what the name of the company was when we left. Back in the '80s, they picked up mixture for us.
Yeah,
we used the same thing for 40 years.
Yeah, P&L Bark did it.
Do what now?
P&L Bark and Pageland, yeah.
They started it. Yeah. Who bought them?
I don't know.
But okay, we'll be right back to the Gardens Bitch.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A little acoustical guitar. I don't know who did that now. I used to.
Well, that was the Doobies there.
Yeah, that's the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers, okay.
You knew them up from
I knew them back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
knew a couple of them they called Doobie Brothers, not those actual ones.
The original ones I saw for free.
Oh, yeah.
They come back 10 years later, it cost you
$10. There you
go. I said no.
10 times the amount.
Oh, yeah, more than that.
So you were talking about bed prep, and that's good. But let's say somebody goes to buy a shrub somewhere, and then they go home to plant it. Tell me what you would do. You dig a hole.
No, we actually prepare that area to get the weeds.
Yeah.
And dig it up, and then you mix your stuff in. And then
but
you
always dig
the
hole a little bigger than the plant.
Oh, yeah. So. Two-thirds size.
Yeah, I think I messed that up with my peony when I planted it.
So you can put stuff in there. You put the organic stuff in there. Do y'all ever put water in the hole?
Not anymore. We did back in the 80s and 90s.
I remember my dad and them doing that. Just digging it. Go ahead and get it started, I guess, with some water.
We did it, but that was the thing to do. Then they came out and said that was the wrong thing.
Oh, really? Funny.
Yeah. And,
might rot the roots or something.
I never quite figured it out, but with Clemson spoke, you this and back then.
Just did it.
And they had take questions very well. But
that's pretty funny.
I argued with them on a few things, but I won on most of them, which impressed Paul Thompson to death. Somebody could actually argue with them and win. And if you had all your ducks in a row, you were good. If you didn't, it'd eat you up, throw you out.
So but if you're doing planting a tree, you would dig a bigger, hole.
Twice the size.
Yeah.
They say three times the size of nobody does.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of digging.
Nobody will do that.
Dig up half the front yard to plant a tree.
You're really.
Then you need sod.
You're very fortunate you dig it twice the size.
Well, especially the soil we have here, you don't want to dig more than you have to. If you're new to a muted area, you're in for a rude awakening. You have a shovel up there for 20 years, and down here you'd be lucky to have a shovel for 1 year.
That's not true, because we use shovels You got 2 or 3 years out of the baby.
You can't pry on them, though.
Oh, no. You got to use the digging space for that.
I've gotten in trouble with that a couple times.
You can't pry on the handle.
Yeah.
You break the handle or you break the shovel. Broke the shovel off of before. Yeah. But you plant it, and usually if you get bigger stuff, you get balded burlap. Yeah. They tell you to take the burlap off and the wire basket.
What about
off.
The wire basket? I never did.
They say to do that, but that's not practical thing possible. Yeah.
I used to cut the wire down there just a little bit, but I don't know that it mattered. It usually rots, and but I think it would take a long time for that wire basket to rot.
Actually, that
done.
This untreated, so it's just natural.
Yeah. We did an experiment with that when we were kids for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
What we were going to do was get our, Fraser fir Christmas tree burlapped and bald.
Okay.
So it weighed about 500 pounds.
Oh, it weighs, yeah. You won't believe how much it weighs.
And we were going to plant it in the yard and make this hedgerow.
Yeah.
That was our family's
every year.
Out. Yeah, that lasted one year. And the tree died.
It was too much.
A Fraser fir is going to live outside anyway. Mm. Not down here.
Yeah.
I found out.
Didn't last too long.
Mostly here, they're cut trees at Fraser fir.
Wild. They'll come from North Carolina mountains. They're beautiful up there.
Is it too hot down here for the Fraser fir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's too hot for both stuff. We sell Norway spruce because it's the only one that did well than Malden burlap. But you take it from cold weather into the house to 85 degrees and put it back out in the cold weather. That's hard to just.
Yeah.
It lasted until about May.
But believe it or not, I used to sell Christmas trees in the early days.
Did you?
And wised up, got out.
Well, I sold them too for a minute. Seemed like a good idea.
It was a great idea to the first year, and then it went out. We had 1 year, we had wreaths, the garland, and all that stuff, and it turned off hot. I mean, real hot. We lost every single one of them.
Oh, no, man.
We got water down twice a day, it's still dried up. Lost several $1,000 that day. Mm. But
you could do that any other way. You don't need to beg for it.
That's right.
Many ways you could lose money. Mm-hmm. I was watching a guy on the TV this morning up in Forsyth County. I don't know why it's called. It's just Charlotte News. Doing Forsyth. But anyway, and he's a farmer, and he was going out of business because he lost money. And we quit every time we lost money because of the weather. We wouldn't have lasted 2 years.
That's not not big news that a farmer lost money.
We lost We went through three major drought declarations for the fresh and water.
Mm-hmm.
Over the first one started in 1987 and finished in 1992. And then 2002, 2008.
I remember that one in 1987. It was hot and it was.
Well, it was dry for a long time, 5 years. And nobody paid attention to the last year when. Yeah. Lake levels dropped 10 feet every weekend.
I was working at a golf course then, and we cut all the water off except for the greens. And they look like an oasis. It would be like a beautiful green and then just look like desert around
it. It did. So, I played out there then. It did look bad.
The ball go a long way.
Oh, it hit that fairway. And
it's like hitting it down a runway.
You get 30 feet in there. But it's back to planting a tree. Mm. You get a burlap. We cut the burlap off.
Open it
the
up,
top.
Yeah.
Now you cut it all off.
Yeah, just open it up from the top, yeah.
And really about 3 inches down.
Mm-hmm.
And we, depending on what it was and how it took to the baskets, we cut the top of the basket off. Because they really get in the way. I know sometimes I caught them bending it down instead of cutting it, but it was on something that didn't matter.
Yeah. So. And you don't put the tree level with the ground, did you?
No.
You do it up a little bit.
Plant everything, containers, B&B, everything a little bit high.
Yeah, you don't want to bury it in there. You want to.
it's going to settle.
Yeah.
And the bigger it is, the more it settles.
Exactly right.
And
that's good advice.
Do that, water real good. We'll be right back and talk about some more plants.
Rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather,
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day you wake up above ground a little today.
Pretty outside right now, if you hadn't been outside yet. So a slight breeze, and
about 1 o'clock you get a little
about toasty. 80 degrees anyway. So calling for rain this afternoon. So get out there and get your stuff done. Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2 today. I'm actually headed there.
I still don't understand the 2 o'clock.
But we do a lot of business between 12 and 2.
It seems like 2 o'clock is still part of the day, though.
Yeah,
that's why we did 3 o'clock.
You did 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 to 3.
Well, if you do 3, people wait to 2:30. If you do 2, people wait to 1:30.
They did that. they come in.
You open at 8 or 9? You open
maybe
at 9.
We opened at 8 because they lined up. We got there at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, they wouldn't even call until 2:30.
Yeah.
People don't get out of bed early anymore.
Yeah, our landscapers come in there early and on Saturdays, but we're there by 7:30. We start working then. I mean, it says 8 to 2 or whatever, but during the week if we're there, we're gonna be working.
Our landscaping bids on Saturdays dropped about 60% in 2 years.
People quit. A lot of companies don't want to do it.
They won't pay it overtime.
Pay overtime for the guys and stuff. And people need a break too, you know. You work them all week.
Work them 6 days.
Well, you're old school. I'm more old school too, but people don't like working like that
55
anymore.
Hours a week.
Yeah. Well, that's a regular week.
They beg me for overtime.
If you're on a business, 55 to 65, 70, you know.
Oh, I worked 65 hours a week 40 years. I didn't know
anything. You know any different.
My dad did it. He taught me to do it.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I don't mind working.
Well, I kind of like retirement. You
getting used to it?
Even when she's up working from home on Tuesday and Fridays, Dad, she'll get me up to 9:30.
How bothering.
She used to wake me up at 6.
You sleeping that long?
She used to wake me up at 5:36. Dad says to sleep to 9:30. Yeah.
Do you take a nap in the afternoon?
Sure.
That's what I want to do.
You sleep till 9:30 every day?
Pretty much.
And then he takes a nap.
No, I mean, you've earned it. You've earned it.
Yeah.
Let me explain how this works. She goes to work at 5:30 in the morning. Be there before
Steve gets up and cooks her breakfast.
No, she wakes me up between
okay.
Nebulizer treatment, 30 minutes. 4:30 to 5.
Okay.
5:15, she figures it'll be breakfast and drinks for the day, because I drink a lot Tuesday. And if I try to do it myself, I fall and bust my butt, so I don't do it anymore. And
so then you're back to bed.
So she's gone at 5:30. I threw by 6, and I sit there at 6:30 and go to sleep. I wake up at 8:39. Then I got back to sleep at 12:30.
Before the Young and the Restless?
Yeah. Come on, man. I watched
it. I know you're watching them soaps. But
Matt's giving a signal now.
Almost, yeah. Here comes the music.
So this is it, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South